From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Trump says he has accepted the resignation of embattled Environmental Protection Agency head Scott Pruitt. In a tweet Thursday afternoon, the president said he accepted Pruitt's resignation and thanked him for his service. Trump said Pruitt's deputy, Andrew Wheeler, a former lobbyist for the coal industry, will head the EPA until Pruitt's replacement is named. Pruitt was one of President Trump's most controversial cabinet picks. He was criticized for trying to use the position for personal gain, as well as several instances of lavish spending on first-class travel, furniture for his office, a soundproof booth for his office, and other items that resulted in more than a dozen investigations. He was also accused of using staff to run personal errands and for trying to use his office to get his wife a job. Amid a public outcry, the Trump administration says it will meet court-ordered deadlines for reuniting immigrant families separated at the border. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the administration will follow a court order mandating that children under the age of five be reunited by next Tuesday and the rest by month's end. He's also using a new and much higher number of separated kids.
Under 3,000 children in total.
As compared to the roughly 2,000 he told a Senate hearing last week, Azar says the higher number reflects a thorough review of case files. President Trump, meantime, is again reversing himself by demanding Congress pass new immigration legislation, saying illegal immigrants must be told to get out, just as they would if they were standing on your front lawn. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.